Zechariah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Noito Adam Kisayim, Nechilofano, Lachtu Yitzkoi Shino. A person may take a chip of wood from in front of him in the house to clean his teeth with it. As Rabbi Eliezer holds that wood is considered Muchan for purposes other than Adlaka. Umegavev Minachatur Umadlik. Shekol Masha Bechatur Muchanhu. So too a person can gather up wood from his chatzir and use it for firewood, because all the wood in his chatzir is considered muchan, and who adin you could use this wood for other purposes, as Rabbi Eliezer holds wood is muchan for all purposes. V'chachamim oimrim, megavev mishilofanav umadlik. A person may gather wood from what's in front of him in the house and use it for adlaka, but for other purposes it's usher to use it for, as the Rabbanan hall wood is only muchan lehadlaka. And so too they argue with Rabbi Eliezer that they hold that wood that's in your courtyard is not muchan, since you didn't gather it up before Yontif, and that you can't even use for firewood. The Sechet Seya, Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin. Ein Moisien et Or, lo min ha'etzim, v'lo min ha'avonim, v'lo min ha'afor, v'lo min ha'mayim. To offer to start a fire on Yontif from wood, stones, dirt, or water. As starting a fire is considered moilid, you're creating something on Yontif, which is also because it's similar to a malacha. And the way to start a fire from water is by putting water in a glass cup and putting it in a hot sun. And when the cup becomes very hot, if you put a piece of paper on the cup, it will ignite. Ve'ein malabnin et hara'efim lisplace behem. Also, you aren't allowed to heat up a tile to roast something on them on Yontif. As when you heat up this tile, you're strengthening it, and that's also mishamitaki mana, creating a kli on Yontif. But od amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says an additional kula, besides the kula that he mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that eitzim are muchan for things other than adlaka. Now he wants to say an additional kula. I made adam al muksa erev Shabbos b'shvi'ez. A person can stand over his backyard erev Shabbos during the Shemitah year, and he has peros drying out in the sun. And these peros are muksa, since when he put them out to dry, he doesn't have in mind to eat them until they are sufficiently dry. And now he wants to be making them so they won't be muksa on Shabbos. And the reason why the Mishnah says the Shvi is in a Shemitah year, because if it wasn't a Shemitah year, besides requiring achana, you would also have to take off trumas and maizes. As opposed to on Shemitah, that all the peros are hefker, it is not required to take off trumas and maishris from peros hefker. Va'omer, how is he making these peros? Mitan ani oichel lamacher. You can say, I want to eat from here lamacher. And by saying I want to eat from here lamacher, then whatever food he takes tomorrow is considered muchan, because Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh brera, which means that we say that the fruit that he takes tomorrow, those are the fruit he had in mind when he said, mitan ani oichel lamacher, and those fruits are considered muchan. That on Erev Shabbos, the person has to specifically point out which fruit he plans on eating tomorrow. Otherwise, the fruit that he takes tomorrow won't be considered muchan, because the Chachamim hold ein brera. And therefore, when you take fruit on Shabbos, we won't say, these are the fruit that you had in mind on Erev Shabbos when you said, mikan ani noitzol.